This is a guided meditation by Darcy Godecki. Do you know what your spirit animal is? Most people's spirit animals have a reoccurring theme in their life. They see them during important times in their lives when they're trying to make a decision or just when they're on the right path. People might see them in dreams. They might see them, you know, oftentimes in the real world if it's a local animal. Spirit animals also often represent our inner soul. They represent, you know, the greater parts of ourselves that we often don't appreciate or parts of ourselves that we do appreciate. A spirit animal is something to draw strength from and to find guidance from. All right, so let's begin. Find a comfortable seat, whether you're in a chair or seated on the floor. Make sure that you don't have any distractions, so, you know, silence your cell phone, turn on airplane mode, close the door to the room that you're in. Now let's take a few deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, as you begin to sit here, notice any sounds around you. The ticking of a clock, cars driving by. Don't have to make them wrong, just be aware of your surroundings. Notice the light in the room. With a soft gaze, just take stock of the room around you. Now close your eyes and let's take a few more deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In, filling your lungs, and out through your mouth. In, and breathe out. Breathe in, and breathe out. Feel yourself sinking into your bones, into your skin, into the floor or the chair beneath you. Now we're going to do a body scan. So you start at the top of your head and scan through your body, just noticing how it feels. You're not going to make any of it wrong or any of it right. Just notice if any area is particularly painful or not painful, or feels really flexible and good, feels strong, or feels tight. Again, you're not judging it, just noticing. So start at your head. Move down through your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. Move to your neck. Scan your shoulders. Down your arms, to your hands, and your wrist. Scan down from your throat, to your heart, to your ribs. Scan to your solar plexus, which is the area right underneath your ribs, where we tend to hold a lot of stress. Down your back, how does your back feel? Go to your abdomen, your hips, just noticing how it all feels. Down your legs, go to your knees, your calves, your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. Now for this next part, I want you to imagine that you're in a room. It represents the sacred space inside you where you hold your creativity and your love and your joy. It's where your dreams are. It's a space where you feel completely relaxed, yet excited. A place where you feel like you can be you. And what does this space look like? Is the light dim or is it bright? What kind of furniture is in the room? Is it a cozy cabin room or is it a clean, zen, minimalistic room? What color are the walls? What's the floor made out of? Is it a warm wood? Is it plush carpet between your toes? Is it dirt? Now, what do you smell? Do you smell cinnamon or home cooking or flowers, a fresh breeze, a fire in the hearth? What do you smell? Are there windows? What do the windows look out to? Is it the beach? The forest, the cityscape. What do you hear in the room? If you open a window, do you hear birds chirping outside? Now there's also a door to this room. I want you to pay attention to the door. What does it look like? What's it made out of? Is there a window in it? What does the handle look like? Is it antique? Is it bright, new, and shiny? And I want you to just enjoy yourself in this room. Feel the expanse that you can be yourself here. You can create anything you want in this room. You can do yoga. You can create art. You can write. You can run in circles and do cartwheels. And no one's there to judge you. It's your room. You can eat a pile of cookies. It's a sacred, safe space. And as you're sitting here enjoying the room, you hear a knock at the door. And you know that your spirit animal has come to visit you. You feel like you've known them your whole life, though maybe never met them. So you get up from wherever you're sitting in your beautiful room, and go to the door, unlock it, grab the handle, and open the door. And there before you is your spirit animal. Who is it? What is it? It's usually the first thing that came to your mind when you opened that door, the first thing that you saw. Look into her eyes. She looks back at you. And you feel as though you've known each other forever. And you have the deepest heart connection. She's been waiting for you to let her into your life. Embrace her. Can you hug her or pick her up, pet her head, let her rub her head on you, greet her? And if you want, you can invite her in. Let them follow you into your special room and sit down across from each other, whether you're on the floor or on cushions or on a couch. If it's a water-bound animal, a pool might magically appear to keep them more comfortable, or a river running through your space. And then just sit there and look into each other's eyes. feeling love and appreciation for this animal and that she's here. And then ask her if she has any advice for you, any guidance. It can be about your life in general, or it can be about something specific. It can come as feelings, or it can come as words. You can have a whole conversation, or you can just ask one question. Do you have anything to tell me? And listen. You're welcome to continue to have a conversation with your spirit animal here if you'd like. But whenever you're done, thank them. And know that they will be with you to guide you and to remind you of the beauty and magnificence, strength, joy, and fun that you can have in your life and that you are. And you can ask her to help guide you through your life, that you might see her to know that you're on the right track or whenever you need help making a decision. And you can channel her energy, your energy, to feel that connection to spirit, to feel guided and not alone in this world. Because you aren't. Your spirit animal will always be with you. This is a friend that no one can ever take away from you, that loves you unconditionally. She is part of you. When you're ready and you've thanked your spirit animal for just coming to meet you and for any guidance that they've shared and the support that they have for you, take one last deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And take a moment to feel appreciative of your own self for taking the time to sit down and do this. And let this energy guide you through the rest of your day. A gentle, fun curiosity about what is out there that awaits you. The light in me sees the light in you. Namaste.